Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
Two down, two balls, two strikes. Pitch. Swing and a miss. He got him. Slider on the outside corner. Ball game over. And the Red Sox lose 2 of 3 in San Francisco. Today, the defense totally let the Red Sox down on a day where they got a ton of big swings. And their first look at Devers in another uniform, they lose 2 of 3 in San Francisco.
High noon, Jones and Keith, WEEI. Not a good weekend for the Red Sox. No good positive way to spin it.
Good Friday, if you count that as a weekend.
I thought when they took the opening game and Devers went 0 for 5 and awesome. Chapman blew him away 102, I'm like, here we go. They're going to win this series.
Yeah, they're never going to lose again.
Devers homered on Saturday. That wasn't great.
No, it wasn't.
Red Sox lose. But then yesterday, they're down early. Rubber match. They start knocking Robbie Ray around a little bit. They take a 4-2 lead. Boom, they blow that. They take a 5-4 lead. Boom, they blow that. Was it 6-5 as well? I'm trying to remember now all the various leads they had.
5-4 was the last
then 5-5,
lead.
And then it got blown away. Yeah. And so they wind up letting that game get away, which I feel like is a game that got away from them. Series gets away. And I'm not backing off my stance they're better off without Devers. I'm not backing off my stance that they still should be a playoff team. And they can still make a run because they've underachieved for literal years now with Devers. I'm ready to try it without the guy who was a selfish teammate, I think, distracting and maybe even dragging the team down on top of it. But while I still believe all those things, I am willing to acknowledge this weekend didn't go the way I thought it was going to go. And if they don't turn it around quickly against the Angels on the end of this road trip, it could snowball on them and get away from them. And so there's a big series coming up. Because they underwhelmed this weekend.
Definitely. And they had won 4 straight series. So you're like, all right, things are looking up. And one of those series was without Devers. And now you're going head-to-head with them. So it was a huge series, and it feels like a missed opportunity not to at least grab yesterday's game, go out on a high note, now carry that momentum into the next series. So they're currently 1 game over .500. They're a half game behind a couple of teams for the third wild card spot. It's very crowded in there.
Well, this is the problem with the playoffs expanding the last couple of years.
Everybody's in it.
Yeah, you're in the mix with you're not just a half game out. You're a half game out with two other teams in front of you and teams looming right over your shoulder, and you're just in this big lump of teams.
It's basically the White Sox, A's, and probably Orioles won't make the playoffs. And then everybody else is fighting for all the other spots in the American League. And so the other thing you have to do, overall, top to bottom, you don't have the most talent. And then when your pitching staff is really kind of one guy, or your rotation anyway is really kind of one guy, you can't give up outs in the field or on the bases. And we've been saying this about this team all year long. It felt like there was a time where they'd kind of solved a lot of their defensive issues, and then that has come flying back. Even in some of these games that they win, they're like, oh, you got away with that, or you got away with this one. And then that combination of that and running into outs, you're like, all right, you're not good enough to win that. You can't do that and then be like, all right, we're going to sock a couple of 3-run homers and win the game. It's like, I don't think so.
Well, and without Devers,
that's
too, it's like you're without him, you already didn't have this great margin for error. Yesterday, the defense was so bad.
Yeah.
I blame Duran on that fly ball more so than Eaton. He's the veteran. Definitely. He's the outfielder coming in. He's got to call him off and make it known that it's his ball and call Eaton off of it. The Romy Gonzalez play was brutal. I mean, that's a line drive, like kind of a soft line drive, right at him. You have to catch that. The game snowballed on him from there. So, no, I agree. Without Devers, I think they can be better. I disagree with the Twitch chat. I don't think they've waved the white towel on the season and given up. I know a lot of people do. I don't feel that way.
No, I definitely don't.
Your margin for error is just even less without Devers. That I'll acknowledge.
Well, I also, I mean, they have a month plus to figure this out. And, like, are they going to reinvest in the team? Because I think right now there's a group of fans that are really pissed about the trade and the return. There's a group of fans that are probably like, all right, especially the way the weekend unfolded, screw Devers. Like, let's kind of move on. And then there's probably a group that's saying, let's see what you do in the next month. And if you add to the team, great. I even like the Devers deal more. If you don't, I'm going to hate it even more. And you're going to say, all right, you're just saving money. And you took a team that was, as much as they were up and down in 500, they were in the playoffs the day after you traded Devers. They were a playoff team. And if you replace him with Jordan Hicks, you can't say you're trying to win this year.
No.
You just can't. Now, maybe I'm. It's my own naivete. I think they bring in another player that is at least a everyday player and or one of five guys that starts.
They're not going to replace the whole salary. I don't believe that.
With one guy, no. And they probably aren't going to get like a 40 home run guy either. But or not the Devers is a 40 home run guy.
I think they're going to add. I do think they're going to add between now and the trade deadline. You can say it's a net loss from Devers to what they're going to add between now and then. But from here forward, I think they're going to add. But not to detour the whole conversation, Keith. The Athletic came out, we said this earlier today, with their top 30 trade targets at the deadline. Jaren Duran is the number one.
Yeah,
the number one guy on the list. So if they look,
it's not the end of the world if they trade him, but if they do trade him for another Kyle Harrison, then you're like, you can't spin it where Devers and Duran are gone and you're still in it.
Well, right.
For this year.
It's hard to defend that they're not waving the white towel on the season if they subtract Devers and Duran off the same team.
That's pretty wild.
Depending on the Duran return, because Duran, there's no financial savings there. That would be getting rid of a guy who, let's face it, you know, yesterday it boiled over on him, as it has a couple of different times.
He's running a little hot.
Hollering at the umpire for his own mistake. I mean, he's probably just mad at himself for oversliding second base.
He's got to be frustrated at his season, too.
That's true.
Like, he has not been the same player as he was a year ago. For whatever the different reasons are, he has been incredibly average, if not below average. Whereas last year, he was truly a top 10 player in the American League. At this time last year, pretty much he was finding out he was going to be in the All-Star game, was the All-Star game MVP, and he's not even going to sniff the All-Star game this year.
And I think people sleep on his 2023. He had a good 2023 before he got hurt. So, and you can hold the injuries against him if you want. That's fine. But he was hitting in the games he was playing in 2023.
Right.
And this year, he looks nothing like the same player. On top of the defensive miscues, the outs on the base paths, at least in yesterday's game, and getting thrown out of another game, Cora gets thrown out of it as well. So to me, again, you take two out of three from the Angels, you won two out of your three series, you had a winning road trip, that would now be the bare minimum, the bar that they need to clear.
And you have Crochet for one series of them.
Yeah.
Not to put pressure on him where he has to win every single start, but they're kind of in that spot where they need to win every one of his starts.
You got Bueller in another one. So
Bueller's going to get rocked.
There's one win, there's one loss, and then it comes down to the rubber game.
Dobbins.
And so, no, not Dobbins.
Oh, it's not?
No, he's hurt.
Oh. It's Fitz.
Oh, it's Fitz.
There we go.
Fitz.
Yeah. I don't know that I feel great about anyway.
No, I don't care for that.
But that's what they need to do. Because if they lose another series to the Angels and they have a losing road trip, their longest trip of the year out west, that's not where I want them pointing, or pointed, rather, after the Devers trade.
Yeah, because then you're getting right down to it. I mean, the All-Star break is whatever it is after the 13th. So we're less than a month away from that. That's another time to sort of look back and like reassess the first half of the season. So during the next, two games, they'll hit the official halfway point. They'll be at 81 games.
Mm-hmm.
Are they going to be 41 and 40, or are they going to be 40 and 41?
I mean, I'm hoping not the second one, but if I had to bet, it might be the second one, the way they're going. So, no, the whole weekend to me was very interesting, and I want to get into Devers and how he carried himself in a moment.
Yeah.
But right now the Giants are 3-3 with Devers. He's hitting .217 with one home run. His home run was in a win on Saturday.
All right.
The Red Sox are 3-3 without Devers. Yeah, now, they're not hitting at all. Ironically, they hit yesterday.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
And lost, but neither team has gotten a big boost or drop off from this trade yet. But it's early; it's only 6 games, so we'll continue to monitor it and see where it goes. It's not like Devers has gone there and crushed. It's not like the Giants have taken off since they got Devers.
Sox have averaged like over 3 runs a game without him.
And same thing with the Red Sox, as you just said. Yeah. They're not scoring. The offense wasn't good for most of June, even with Devers.
True.
But it's arguably gotten worse without Devers in the last
few games.
They're hitting
197. I think Turp had it up earlier that they're hitting 197 since the trade, worse than baseball.
But yesterday's a game they should have won based on their offense and based on the little that Giolito gave you. If the bullpen doesn't implode and if Romy Gonzalez can catch a liner at second base, that's a game I'd argue you should have won, at least in the offense
they
that they supplied.
The worst second base defense in the league.
Oh,
right?
Yeah, I'd say it's got to be. Yeah.
Got to be last.
Yeah.
Just
there's
for
had the worst production and defense from second base in baseball, I think, all year.
Yeah, overall. Yeah, it's a bit of a black hole, yeah.
Maybe get a second baseman.
Maybe
this team needs a two-bagger.
Maybe go get a second baseman.
What's Vaughn Grissom doing?
He had a home run the other night.
So, there you go. So to me, like, we need obviously more data on the Devers trade. I would look at it and say there's sides you can point to on both of it and say, the Red Sox are better off without Devers. It's not like he's making a big impact. However, the Giants take 2 out of 3 from the Red Sox in that series. We'll continue to watch it back and forth. The thing that, again, bothers me when it comes to Devers is kind of how he carried himself this weekend. You mentioned the comments that he had where, oh, I couldn't remember the last time I was this happy.
You're like, what?
As a ball player, which to me is odd.
So he was sad last year?
I guess.
Like, why?
Well, I don't know. I mean, it's been a long time since the Red Sox have been good. People act like they've been a playoff team the last few years with Devers, and he's been slugging them into the playoffs.
But they were, we know how last season ended, but, you know, you and I rewatched watched the clubhouse for the first time to sort of relive that season, which was a forgettable season, but they were in it longer than it.
Yeah.
Than they really were. So, like, you were miserable then when you were surprising teams and playing pretty well. Like, you were miserable.
Well, remember, last year he was whining about not adding any talent. And then this year they added talent and he whined about that.
Yeah.
So, okay. Maybe he's just a miserable person.
Some people just don't like to be happy.
Some people are just miserable, Keith. I get accused of that quite often. but this bothered me. Devers, who, as we came to learn, didn't want to do media, didn't do media. The team didn't ask him to do media. And he specifically didn't do walk-off interviews, is something that he didn't do.
Right.
Well, lo and behold, here, not after a walk-off win, but after a game where he homered against his former team, he was on NBC Bay Area. And here's how that little post-game exchange went with Rafael Devers. You're going to hear him getting Gatorade dumped all over him in the middle of the interview. Here's that.
Como lo dije ayer, no tengo que cambiar nada. El tipo de bateador que soy y está frío, oíste. Y sé lo que puedo hacer en un play.
No. Like I said in the press conference, I know the type of player I am. I don't have to change anything. I have the power to all fields. So there is nothing that I'm going to need to change here.
Okay, so I'll repeat what I said earlier, Keith. I don't really care that he didn't do media. I'm sure his teammates care because if he's not talking, somebody else has to. But that doesn't really personally bother me. How much did you hear me ripping Devers for not doing media when he was here? So that doesn't really bother me.
Mm-hmm.
What bothers me is you handle it one way for nine years in Boston, parts of nine seasons in Boston, and you don't do a lot of media. You specifically don't want to do this type of media, walk-off interviews, things like that. And then you get to the Giants, and you're talking about how miserable you were in Boston, and you're getting Gatorade dumped on you, and you're acting like this fun-loving guy who just is so happy to be with the Giants. And, oh, yeah, sure, I'll do your interview, and I can't wait to do that interview as well. And, oh, sure, you want me after the game? Sure, I'll sit down and do that interview. Hey, get the translator. Let's do it.
Uh-huh.
What bothers me is how fraudulent the whole thing is, and I think it's pretty transparent. He's trying to ingratiate himself with a new fan base and a new organization. And that's what bothered me about the way he carried himself.
Yeah, well, it was consistent with how he started his time with the Giants. When he got announced and they had the press conference with Buster Posey and everybody, and he's like, I'll play wherever you want me to play. And you're like, wait, what? Like, that was your whole biggest issue here. And now you'll play anywhere you want them or anywhere that they want you to play. So then just sort of take that, and then a few days later, he's doing walk-off interviews and he's talking about how happy he is. I mean, I don't. It's the honeymoon period, I guess. It's sort of like, hey, Red Sox, you know, these guys are doing it so much better than you were doing it. It's going to wear off. He's not going to be happy the whole time there.
Well, that's what I think. I mean, I allow for he's self-reflecting and going, hey, maybe I didn't handle it the best in Boston.
No,
I'm going to be a different man. I'll allow for it.
Yeah, I don't think
so. But if you're asking me to predict it, he'll go right back to being a miserable, grumpy, selfish teammate.
Because at some point.
This is all an act, which just I just found annoying all weekend.
Well, yeah, because then at some point everybody's going to stop and be like, wait a minute. We're paying this guy $300 million to pout and like not be around and be a bad teammate and like whatever it is and then realize all right, he's not as good as we thought he was.
He still hasn't gone into the field, by the way. He can say I'm gonna play wherever all he wants. He still hasn't done it. So let's see if and when he does that.
Yeah, exactly. So I don't know. I mean, I think the return is still like a sticking point and is hard to defend right now, but just moving on from Devers is and was the right call.
I mean, I
feel like this weekend kind of even with the dinger on Saturday and then winning that game, like I still think you're going to be all right as long as you can find a way to replace him somewhat production wise, because like in the locker room, I think the team is probably thrilled. They're relieved that he's gone.
Well, I think that came through very clearly in the aftermath of the trade. And I don't want to play the game where it's like, hey, you got we didn't make any moves at the trade deadline, but we have this guy and that guy coming back from injury.
Yeah,
they do have a lot of different ways to replace the production of Devers. Bregman coming back would replace that production. Now, you could have had both, and so I don't want to, again, make it sound like it's a massive upgrade, but that's a way to replace his production.
Well,
Meyer and Anthony would also be ways to do it.
You know who's hitting over 100
if they
now.
Ever want to start hitting, although, fair, Keith, Roman Anthony has nudged into the triple digits there with his batting average.
He's hitting 111.
He was hitting 74 last week. He's up to 111
He's
now?
He's up to 111.
Nice.
Not bad.
So if those guys want to start hitting, there are very obvious ways internally to replace Devers.
Unfortunately, our guy Meyer now below 200. He's dipped below. He's given some of that points to Anthony.
They're only allowed so many batting average points between the
two
of them.
You guys can combine for 205.
It's like the Morris Twins bank account. They there's only so much money in there. They share it.
That's it.
And that's what they do with batting average points between those two. Did you feel robbed at all that Devers didn't play the field this weekend? I kind of thought we were going
to
get that.
I thought we might. I thought if he really wanted to kind of like show them up a little bit, but maybe the Giants were like, we're also trying to win these games, and if he's not ready to go at all there, and if they're going to play him at a new position, it's not even like you're trotting him back out at third. It's like a brand new position. We've seen firsthand that not everybody can do it. You know, the Red Sox, whether it was like Franchy Cordero or Kyle Schwarber or whatever, it's not just grab a glove and go over there. So maybe they thought, let's kind of wait on this. And it's sort of like the risk-reward, right? Like, you're kind of showing up the Red Sox by doing it, but if you boot two balls, you're not exactly, showing them anything.
Well, so it's an interesting point. Like, were the Giants the ones who said, hey, let's pump the brakes on this?
I think they're like, let's do this another time.
I mean, I wouldn't rule out that, again, he's just telling them what they want to hear. Like, hey, I'll play wherever. And now we're six games
in. He's like, I'm not ready.
He still hasn't played anywhere, and he's still just
true.
An everyday DH. Like,
that's possible.
I wouldn't entirely rule that out. But we'll see where it goes. You guys can discuss 617-779-7937. Jaren Duran could be the next piece that's on the move.
Whoa,
brutal
boy.
Game yesterday.
Yes.
Got kicked out, made an error in the field, got thrown out on the bases in a key spot. Is he a guy the Red Sox should be building around? Is he a guy who can replicate any of the production he had the year and a half prior coming into this one? Again, it's 617-779-7937. Plus, David Ortiz doing a little too much. A little too much this weekend.
Take a break.
In defending the trade. And we're defenders of the trade.
Yeah, not like him, though.
I'm happy Devers isn't here.
Not as happy as Ortiz.
But neither of us are willing to go quite that far. We'll get to that right after Trending with Billy Laney.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.